Good morning. Hey people, it's morning over here and I'm recording the audio for the very first time. Being my very first podcast, I want to introduce you to myself. Hey buddy, I am Raj and I have an Insta page. My Instagram handle is rj.speaks. I write over there about human consciousness, I write about behavioral patterns, I write about spiritual enlightenment, and this is all about what I have collected through my entire life of right now, of this birth of 22 years, and I've learned over this kind of 2 or 3 years that something extraordinary was missing from my life, and I have started writing about it. So this is all about the awareness I want to spread around you people. Maybe this could be a kind of a resort to some problems you have. So yeah, that's the way we can connect over there. You can connect over here if you have any issues. If you wish any topic to be taken, you can have a request on the comment on this podcast. I would try to elaborate in my sense what I have an understanding of, and I would try. And yes, I would try to fulfill what's required. What I can understand. Yeah, pretty people, thank you for listening. This is the introduction of RJ Speaks. Blessings to all.
Hey yo people, this is RJ Speaks. This is my second podcast for you. And today I think of talking about self-realization. Like, I'm on a journey to learn who am I. Everybody thinks, and everybody must think, who am I? People are there in a misconception that they are something which they aren't, right? Like, if I say, energy never dies. You all will agree. Yes, a soul is. It is an immortal thing. Like it's not. It's never gonna die. It's never gonna get rebirth. Right? It's there and it's gonna be there. It's truth. So, for the self-realization, the very first step is to know that I am a soul. I am an energy. I am not body. I am not body. I am soul having body. See, there's a distinction between a soul and a body. People have realized in a wrong way that they are a body. This, I am not this hand. This is my hand. I am not hand. Like way, I have an eye. I am not an eye. So this is the main distinction which you can understand. There, I have a body. I am not body. I am a soul having body. It's kind of a costume which I have to play characters on this earth, planned by a beautiful God. So this is the very first step. The second step on self-realization, when you know who am I, you have to understand that what do I possess, what are my qualities, what's actually me and what's actually I am not. So this is the second step of knowing the characteristics of myself. Like when you see an animal, we always see that an animal, this animal is having this kind of a color, it's having these kind of qualities, it's having anger, it is not a vegetarian, or like kind of these are the qualities which we see on body. Now I'm talking about the soul. Right, so what are the qualities of myself? So basically, nobody knows like what qualities do I have, right? So according to me, the basic quality is silence. There is so much noise outside, but you cannot hear any noise inside. It's so silent, it's so peaceful that you can hear your voice coming back. It's just so silent inside. So this is the very, very first quality of our soul. And till the time we come to other qualities, I would come back to you tomorrow. Till the time, happy learning, happy realization. Who are you? Bye-bye. Blessings to all. RJ speaks. Hey fellas, this is RJ Speaks. So this is the second podcast about self-realization. So today we are going to talk about what's the next step, how to know myself. To know yourself, the very first step is to understand what are my qualities, which we discussed in our previous podcast. So as we discussed, silence is the pure and the prima facie quality of any soul. So today I'm talking about emotions. So this is also what we talk about, self-realization. Emotions. It could be happiness, it could be sadness, it could be grief, it could be anger, it could be depression. These all are emotions created by whom? If somebody yells at me, who gets angry? Okay, I get angry, I got you. But where did that anger came from? And how did it got birth? From where did it occur? So, the step of self-realization is to understand every emotion. Every damn emotion is created by me, myself. If I have to create anger, it has to go through me. It has to go through my soul, and the effects would be seen on my soul as well as on my body. See, you must have heard people telling that be happy, have a smiling face. Why? Because whatever emotions you create, it has an impact on your soul as well as on your body, on your physical body, the costume which we discussed earlier. Okay, so being happy brings good circulation. Same when we go for the vice versa. If you get angry, you have anger, there's a negative effect on your physical body. So now you have to take yourself accountable and responsible for whatever actions, emotions you put out. You are the creator. Take yourself accountable. Nobody else can make me angry. It's my choice and I create it. I am the destructor of myself as well as the inventor, well-doer, well-wisher of myself. So from now, take hold what you want to achieve. Okay, so we talked about emotions. Now let's go beneath what's emotion. Okay, I recollect a very good proverb. It was like, nobody can make you happy. Somebody can make you smile. Somebody can make you feel better. But nobody can make you happy. You know why? Because it is something which has to be created from within. Happiness is a permanent emotion which we create from within. It isn't found in kind. It isn't found in elements which is outside. It has to be found inside, because it has to be created beneath you. So, search of happiness for many podcasters might end now. After listening this, they could go inside and kind of listen, kind of talk to their guide. Okay. So this is how a proverb was, and I explained, I think so, in a well manner. Correct me if I'm wrong. I remember one more. See, as we went down to emotions, we went to who's the creator. We went down for the supreme thing which every human being, every soul is searching for, happiness. Now coming down more. At the core, what do we all think or crave for? Peace. Right. Peace of mind is the costliest thing you could ever spend on any damn thing outside. Peace can only be found within. If you are peaceful from within, everything changes. If you are not peaceful, you are disturbed. My friend, it has costed you a lot that you can ever imagine. So, any emotion which costs you your peace of mind, any reaction, any action which costs you your peace of mind is a very heavy cost you have incurred, which takes huge repayment to get it back. So next time, your main aim, the supreme aim, is to get the peace of mind back and could be found within. Don't forget that you are the creator. Peace is the quality of a soul. It is within. It isn't to be generated. It is there within. It is there. You just have to find it and you will get it. The moment you start experiencing bliss, you find, you get aware about bliss, you will start slowly and slowly experiencing it. And more you go inside the magnitude of peace and the happiness and the blissful experiences increases, that you cannot even imagine how beautiful it is. So, to end for this podcast, the search begins from within. Thank you for listening, fellas. Be blessed, happy souls. Bye-bye.